Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is 95.7 The Game, broadcasting live from the DGDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco in crystal clear FM. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:01. What should we expect from Johnny Cueto, who will get the start tonight for the National League in the All-Star game? We'll talk with Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider from CSN Bay Area, coming up at 9:30. Joe Fortenbaugh is out today. He'll be filling in for Haberman and Middlecoff 10 to noon. I've got Zachariah in the studio.
Oh. Lo Neal's pumped up about it.
You and Lo have been at it all morning. What's this latest beef about?
You know what? Going into this show, look, I've worked with you guys before. I think, Chad, your first ever time appearing for the station was with me at a Giants viewing party. You and I just hanging out, having fun.
No, didn't actually, mean he that's liked not
you.
True.
Thank
I was,
you.
First time I was on the show was, I did appear with you at it, Buffalo Wild Wings,
yeah.
Which was cool.
You appeared before you were on the air.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, with you and Guru.
So me and you.
We have a connection.
Okay, and Guru. We can throw Guru in there. He'll be on tomorrow and the next day. The point is, going into this, as I've filled in for Anna, and you've said numerous times, Anna, it's so nice to see your face. I hated having Zachariah doing the updates.
Oh, how'd you know?
Don't think I didn't listen to that,
wow.
Chad. I listen from 6 to 10 every day.
Do you?
The point is, I thought Chad was going to be a lot meaner to me than Lo, who's my dude. And Lo has been going at me, and Chad has been all kinds of sweet and kind and welcoming, and I'm just shocked by it, and I'm disappointed in you.
Did you have your sleepover last night?
I really
no,
love
he
him.
Didn't. He didn't let me over.
I really love him. He's a really good guy. I like you a lot.
Okay. You're talking about me or Zach?
Zach.
Oh, okay.
But no. Tell me this isn't disrespect. So he comes on radio, tells me I'm coming over to your house. Can I sleep over?
And what did he say, Chad?
He told you no
during the handoff. What
he didn't want you?
He
to
didn't
come
even
over.
Answer.
Maybe he wasn't ready because you know sometimes you got to get ready when you have company over. You got to get food. You got to clean.
Okay,
so.
Exactly. But then and we start talking. And I said, and he asked, "Can I really come over?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "What time?" I said, 5 o'clock. Now, you got to realize, last time he came over, it's 11 o'clock at night, and he says, let's take a shot, and let's turn on Watch Sports
Watch
Center.
Watch Sports Center, yeah.
Now, how much?
That's what any normal red-blooded American does.
So I have to get up at 3:30 every morning at 3 o'clock. Now, Chad, would you want someone to come in your house, bang on the door, and then at 11 o'clock or 11:30, be exact, say, let's drink a shot, and you're you don't even have a bedroom. You have a studio, so you're already splitting a bed where you can spread. Since I got the, thank God I got the great mattress from Sleep Train, but I split the bed so I can separate
nice.
Them. So he wants to lay in the same room, turn on the TV, drink shots, and he's and so that's why yesterday I was hesitant. I said, so what time? 5 o'clock. So when I agreed on 5 o'clock, Anna, we shook hands. I said, I'll see you at 5. By 6, no, I said, okay, fine. 7, by 8 o'clock, I call him because 7:30, I call him because why? I bought tilapia. I was going to make him fish. So here's the thing. Now, why would I call him? If I didn't care about him, Anna, why would I call him at 7:30?
We're going to move on from this conversation because I do not believe that you bought tilapia to fix for Zach.
True friend.
I'm just going to say I don't. You bought tilapia.
He might have bought it for himself and it's like, you know, maybe I'll get an extra just in case Zach comes over.
No. You want me to take a picture of
thank
it?
Thank you, Chad.
You want me to I promise. I was.
I got you. Up.
I took it out of the freezer.
Are you willing to true friend me
true
right now?
True friend. I took it out of the freezer and I was going to cook. Well, that's why.
Okay. Is it sealed on the true friend? Is it sealed on the true friend?
But why? Okay, so why would I call him then? Why would I call him at 7:30 because he's not there and he told me he's going
to
be back at 5?
You knew I wasn't coming. You knew
no,
I wasn't
didn't.
Coming. Allow Chaz to move on.
Okay, we'll move on and we'll get back to this.
Okay.
I'm going to side with Zach on this just initially because I don't buy the whole tilapia thing. That's where you lose me.
Exactly.
Lo Neal buying tilapia is funny to me.
Yeah, like he had candles ready for me if I was coming over.
There's other ways you can eat healthy than to go buy tilapia.
I like tilapia.
I'm sure you do.
And I was going to put the capers on it and I'm just going to sear it.
And you're going to do all that for Zach too when he came over.
It was going to be for me too.
Fullbacks buying tilapia. Now I have literally heard and seen it all. It's 9:05, Chad Jones, Lo, 95.7 The Game. Take a listen to this from his podcast, the one and only Bill Simmons, talking about the Warriors and their efforts to court Kevin Durant over the last several years, could that have had a negative impact on their season? Take a listen.
Why would the Warriors be thinking about next year when they already have one of the best teams of all time? And maybe if the way this season is going, the best team of all time, why would they want it out there with their players that they're already thinking about next year and blowing up the team? That seems crazy to me. But here's the thing. Did it affect Harrison Barnes? Because now it's come out, all the reporting is like, yeah, they're courting Durant for 2 years. Yeah, Draymond was texting him all the time. So they really were trying to get him and plant the seed for him to come this summer. Okay, so who is that at the expense of? Well, one guy definitely, Harrison Barnes. Well, who sucked in the playoffs? Harrison Barnes. Do you think he knew that they were going after Durant this whole time? I wonder if that affected them. I wonder if their pursuit for Durant, which didn't make sense to me in February, I wonder if that affected their chances to win the title last year. It's an interesting question.
There's Bill Simmons from his podcast. Zach, first thing I'll ask you is, do you think Harrison Barnes was well aware that the Warriors over the last several years were trying to recruit Kevin Durant?
I don't think, and look, we've done a ton about talking about the day and age and time, right? And in 2016, I don't think it's possible. If the Warriors just started recruiting Kevin Durant after they lost Game 7 of the Finals, I don't think they would have gotten Kevin Durant, which leads me to believe that they've been recruiting him for a long time. I also know everybody knows everything now. There's a fingerprint on everything. Social media, so many leaks, people saying this. There's no way Harrison Barnes did not know that the Warriors wanted Kevin Durant. Now, he turned down the contract. That's on him. But you can't tell me, not only Harrison Barnes, but everybody else that knew that they were going to be out. You saw Andrew Bogut take down everything Warriors related after the deal got done. Everybody probably knew they want Kevin Durant, and should Kevin Durant say yes to them, I'm gone. You can't tell me that's not going to affect your play. And Harrison Barnes was god-awful in the finals. Lo Neal, I saw your free throw shooting ability, not great. You would have scored more points than Harrison Barnes in the last three games of the NBA Finals.
He hit 5 of his final 32 from the floor.
That is, say that again.
5 of his final 32 from the floor.
You would have did better than them.
Yes, you would have.
Of course I would have. Okay. Well, I'm a better athlete than you.
Not at free throw shooting, but we're not going to get into that. The point is, and I was talking to Scoop Jackson yesterday, and his whole thing was, you know what, make that make you better. And you're the former real professional athlete, so you tell me, if you know that a team's courting another fullback, are you going to play better?
Absolutely.
Or is your performance going to be worse? Because I'm more sympathetic. While I'm old school, and I do believe along the line of thinking that be better if somebody's making you be better and they want to replace you, be so good that they can't, I'm sympathetic and sensitive to how that could make your performance be worse.
I don't care. If someone brought someone in, I love competition. Who cares? I mean,
it's what Scoop said. I just I could see why Harrison Barnes is not an alpha dog.
Well, then that's why they did what they did. Because I'll tell you right now, you could read the article, Drew Brees' article, and he talks about that. They drafted Phillip Rivers, the Chargers, that is, when I was in San Diego. We're in the huddle. We're playing against Chicago. And Drew talks about it in his book. He talks about it in an article. And I got in the huddle, and I said, Marty and them brought him to the sideline and said, if you don't play this series, we're going to pull you. I looked in the huddle. I said, man, leave, for God's sake. Quit looking over your shoulders. We believe in you. That's all that matters. Went out, never looked back. And at that moment, I didn't know if I empowered him. At that moment, I didn't know what happened. But now, 10 years later, he writes that in his book, and he comes out and says that was a defining moment.
But they sent him on his way.
But no, but he was still in. But you got to realize he was not going to start. They were getting ready to pull him during a game. He was able to hold off Phillip for the whole year, and they wasn't going to send him on his way if he wouldn't get injured. They were going to probably trade Phillip. But anyways, so it behooves you when you're talking about Draymond and guys doing that. Dude, I'm on the phone with different guys that I played with or played against at Pro Bowls, and you get their number, and they're free agents and say, dude, we need you on this team. Guys do that all the time. It wasn't that necessarily that the ownership was calling him, because I don't believe they were. The ownership here, the Dubs, they don't work like that. They wouldn't call him, hey, we want him. No, it was players. Players do that all the time in any sport, bro. Chad, so when you're playing on a team and you're out there, and if it's a guy you know is going to be free agent or he's not happy, guys pick up the phone and they call. It's not the ownership and the coaches that do it.
It's like a relationship, man. If you've got your girl and you know she's going after Brad Pitt, and the news has come out that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are going to break up, You can't tell me that your performance in that relationship is not going to be affected by knowing that. Draymond Green was texting Kevin Durant from the reports during the series where the Thunder were up 3-1. That has nothing to do with what Harrison Barnes does on the court.
But Harrison didn't see that. You think Draymond said, "Here's, you can look at my phone"? Come on, man. That doesn't happen, bro.
Chaz, you tell me.
I've been in lockers. I'm telling you.
I'm not saying that you're not more qualified to answer on it. I just want to know what Chaz stands. You don't think it affected his performance?
But how did he know that they were doing that? You think he knew that Draymond?
Because everybody knows everything now.
And now he knows after the fact.
I think he knew then. That's my whole point.
It could have been one of those situations where Harrison found out, like in January or February, when the rest of us found out that the Warriors were pursuing him. Maybe he found out before that.
It's happened for 4 years, though.
But it could have been a situation where we saw his play get worse as the playoffs went along. You know, maybe that pressure of not accepting a deal, being uncertain about what was going to happen during the summer, combined with the fact that you know that you've got
contract
guys on the team
up,
who want Kevin Durant, maybe all of those factors together factored in.
I just don't see that.
I do understand that if you're a player, you want to play with better players. Kevin Durant was a better player at
that position. The most interesting point is that I don't think the Warriors could have gotten Kevin Durant without recruiting him for 4 years. But why would you do that when you're in the midst of an historic season where you broke the record for most wins in the regular season?
That's why I'm saying it wasn't necessarily all the Warriors. That's where you have to realize it wasn't the front office, because here's why. They wouldn't offer Harrison Barnes that contract if they was trying to necessarily bring. So if they would offer him that $16 million a year, would we be having this conversation? This is where you have to realize. Cade, probably when you look at Draymond Green, he's probably on the phone texting him. And Draymond has a great relationship with the coach. Man, I talked to KD. KD, man, me and him boys, he said he'll play for us. Coaches, really? We loved him. What you think? And that's, players do that. And now it goes up the line. But I think it was predicated on players.
888-957-9570. Do you think the recruitment of Kevin Durant impacted the way that Harrison Barnes played down the stretch? We got some people that want to comment on this. 888-957-9570. And then we'll have the competition and we'll let the people on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line decide who did it better. Me, Zach.
I don't think you have my audio.
Or Lowe. We're going to
find out.
We're
just going to play some music.
913, Chad Jones, Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
What are the second half expectations for the San Francisco Giants? Giants insider from CSN, Alex Pavlovich, joins us coming up at 9:30. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:16. Who did it better, me, Zach, or Lowe? We've got that for you in about 5 minutes. My karaoke Hall & Oates style versus Zachariah and his rap music, and Lowe's freestyle. We'll have that for you in about 5 minutes, but a number of you want to comment on Harrison Barnes and the Warriors. Did they sabotage Barnes? Was his poor play due to their recruitment of Kevin Durant? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Jose in Livermore. Jose, good morning. So you think Harrison definitely knew KD was coming?
Here's the point, ultimately, right, is that if I know Lowe was a wrestler, so he always had that one guy that he couldn't get over, right? But he used that as a challenge, right? And my thing is that if Harrison did know, he could have used that as a challenge to do better, but he did it. He used it to affect him. You got two types of people. You got the type of person that says, hey, I'm going to use this and it's going to crumble me, or I'm going to use this and I'm going to use this as a building block and I'm going to get better. If he was scoring 22 points a game, we wouldn't even be worried about this.
Very strong. He's right.
Yeah, he's right. It's so easy to say that. Look, this is weird for me because I am never normally the sensitive person. How can you not be sensitive to the fact that maybe you're not cut from that cloth? Maybe it does make you worse and not better. I am normally the old school guy. Nobody would ever call me sensitive. I'm abrasive. I'm loud. I'm all that stuff. I love how you nodded to that because you totally agreed. You can't see it because it's not TV. The point is, I can be sensitive to Harrison Barnes being worse, looking over his shoulder, knowing that the possibility that Kevin Durant's coming and he's gone.
I'd love to point the finger here, but I am Harrison Barnes in that situation. I'm not going to thrive and succeed. I'm going to crumble under the pressure of knowing Kevin Durant wants my gig.
Oh, Mr. NFL vet, I wish they would bring a fullback up in here.
Got to get competitive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not. Here's the thing.
It's just easy to say that. It's a lot easier said than done, is all I'm saying.
But I've lived it.
Let's go.
You know
out
what
two.
I'm saying? Where people brought in a guy to challenge me, bring in guys.
And I don't doubt that you thrived under it. I'm saying I'm sensitive to somebody not thriving under it, like
what about
Chaz.
A young team drafting a fullback? And you look at that and you're like, wait a second, that's for only one purpose.
They did it in San Diego.
Or the Rams drafting a quarterback.
I came to San Diego and they drafted Andrew Pinnock.
Never heard of him.
What the flip is going on
exactly.
Here?
What's his name? Exactly. When you're going against the world's greatest, so don't
I'm
even
saying
trip.
It's easy for you to
but
say.
But I was like, whatever. Because right. I was 30-something years old. They have to try to get younger. So I understood what they had to do. But I said, not on my watch. Not today. Not today. I said,
No.
No. Said, your eyes might shine and your teeth might grit. But Andrew Pinnock, you can't get this.
Let's go to CJ.
I was ready to work.
In Windsor. CJ, amazing. You have an interesting point here that if talk of KD coming did affect Barnes, he's soft?
Yeah, first of all, Zach's right. He obviously knew, but that's all it took to get this guy off his game. He's playing for a contract. He's playing to win another championship. But you're telling me that thoughts of KD were in his head while he's playing in the finals and that's all it took? He's froyo soft, man, and we don't want him on this team. Because what's he going to do next year for the Mavericks' sake when he's playing the Warriors in the playoffs? You don't think that's going to be a little intimidating that he's playing his own team?
Tell it like it is, buddy. Go ahead.
We don't got to worry about Barnes, that's for sure. Because we know that he's going to mentally take himself out of the game if that's all it takes. A little KD talk.
Appreciate the phone call. Let's go back to the phone. San Ramon. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, thanks for the phone call. You say that you're going to miss Barnes.
I'm going to miss him. He's a high-quality, on-and-off-the-field guy. I love him. The thing is how many times do you hear a player say, it's a business, and I got to do what's best for my family? The other thing is, how many times do you hear a player or a sports guy say, he's in his contract year now. He's really got to come up big. And, you know, a 64, whatever, 60-something million-dollar contract, I don't think the Warriors were lowballing him. And the fact that he got 80-something, good for him, you know. But there's no way that you would think, any reasonable person would think, that Kevin Durant wouldn't be a replacement immediately for Harrison Barnes.
Well, he's the best replacement. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, the best small forward on the market was Kevin Durant, and the Warriors were able to upgrade. So we'll revisit those phone calls. Zach's about to lose his mind.
No, I'm good.
You good?
I some woo-saw. Great calls. I did the Will Smith Bad Boys woo-saw.
God,
No. Not Will Smith, Martin Lawrence.
It's 921, Chad Jones Low, 95.7 The Game. We'll get back to your phone calls on Harrison Barnes coming up at 945.
One thing real quick. It's so easy for everybody to puff their chests out. That's all it took? You're a mental midget. You're weak.
I just admitted that I'm Harrison Barnes.
Not you. That's talking me. To the callers okay. And Lorenzo, Mr. however many years in the league, 2 decades or whatever. I mean, yeah, you can say that. You had that situation and you thrived in it. But it's so easy for the callers to call in and go, if that's all it took for Barnes to be weak, then he's weak. You're not in his shoes. I'm done now.
It's 922, Chad Jones Low, 95.7 The Game.
Real quick, can I get one in real quick too, like him?
Feel free.
You can't pray for rain and then complain about the mud.
Now are we through? 922, Chad Jones Low, 95.7 The Game. We'll revisit this, 945. Good phone calls as well, Dub fans. Kevin Durant, now a Warrior. Harrison Barnes on to Dallas with a max deal to play for the Mavericks. We're going to need your help on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. It's 95795. Your votes will determine. We want to know who did the better job. Who did it better? Low, Zach, or myself? And we're going to start with the one and only Lorenzo Neal doing a freestyle rap. So you're going to hear Low freestyle, then you're going to hear Zach do what he does, and then you're going to hear me go hauling up.
You got audio on me?
Well, just hold on. All right. Hold your horses there, sir. We start with Low Neal.
Zachariah's in the house, so don't even trip. No Joe's here, so Zach, step up. Do your thing, Zach, or do your thing. Get hyphy, do your thing, Zach. Make it rain, make it rain, make it rain. That's what's up. KD's in the house, so don't even trip. KD's in the house, so don't even trip. Yo, Dub fan, we got a baller in the house. Now you got the Splash Brothers, now you got the Oreo, now you got the Karma Boys all wrapped up in one. That's right. You got dark chocolate, light chocolate, that's what you got. You got KD, Steph, and Clay.
Oh, I so could not say that. I would get fired if I said that.
I was getting ready to go, boy. I was getting ready to
So that right there is Lo Neal.
Freestyling, though.
Tough to beat.
Right.
You weren't selling any CDs.
Right. Didn't have
any money.
Right. Didn't have it written
down.
Didn't
script anything out.
Right.
You got a lot of money.
That was strong. My vote, personally, is going to Lo Neal. In fact, let me do that right now. 95795, Lo Neal freestyle rap. I love that. Let's move on now to the one and only Zachariah. Zach's effort behind the mic where he actually got paid.
It was on from the get when I met you. Love my style plus my swag, I knew I'd get you. Gave you room to breathe, no, your exes wouldn't let you. Asking, can I come through, boo, you betcha. Never be the next to sweat you, you're living that. Seen I wasn't bullshit with plans to be running rap. Took some footage, carried on like a running back. Quinn, PZ, Jack on the track, you finna run it back. But the trouble's that you
I don't know who that is, but he sounds good. He sounds good, though. That ain't me. Not me.
I just can't believe I was hating on you. That actually sounds pretty good.
That's not me.
Nice job.
He sounds like me.
Dude, who made those tracks for you?
He sounds talented.
Kid, who made those tracks for you?
Who was that?
That's Brian Price.
I love it.
Dude, they laid down some hot. That was hot.
That guy's talented, man.
Got some tracks, homie. Yeah.
Not me, though. Not me.
Now, I have to admit, both of you, Lo with the freestyle rap, strong. Zach,
written
rap. Written rap, strong.
Not me, though.
But I'll tell you one thing, it cannot top
karaoke.
Hall & Oates style.
Get your lives
up. I'm tired of playing on the team. Oh, it seems I don't get time out anymore. Whoa, whoa. What a change if we set the face to face. No one even tried to score. Whoa, whoa. I can feel the magic.
No, keep
of
it. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Whoa, whoa, keep it going.
Just a little bit close.
I just want to stop.
Yeah, you got to understand, baby. Mm-hmm. Timeout is what I'm here for. Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
High note there.
Wait for the high note.
Tonight, one on one, I know.
I can always tell when that song plays on the show because I get real hot and stuffy underneath my clothes.
The high notes are by far the best.
Yeah, you got that. It's a landslide,
yeah.
Chad.
Yeah,
so
you win.
You win.
I literally vote for you.
Me too.
In terms of enjoyable.
Entertaining. Yeah. Entertaining. Very entertaining.
That whoa just kills me.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That's good stuff, right?
Checking the PenskeAutoSales.com text line from the 510. My radio just changed the station on its own.
I've never gotten that's a creative text message right there.
It's like, Chad.
Come on, man. I don't know who that dude is.
What up, Zachariah?
100,000 views, though, online if you want to check it out.
Don't play it.
Chad, not me, though. Not me. That dude looks like me, though. I'll give you that.
I sound like a bunch of cats dying. You sound like a legitimate rapper.
You was flowing. Hey, kid. You was flowing, though, kid.
Wasn't me, man.
You was flowing.
Wasn't me.
Pitching
I don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't that a song?
Who did it better?
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Anna.
Who did
Thank
it better,
you.
Lo, Zach, or myself? 95795, PenskeAutoSales.com, text line. What can we expect from the one and only Johnny Cueto tonight? Alex Pavlovich is up next. 927, Chad, Joe, and Lo, 95.7 The Game. Oh, just make it stop already, please.
No, it's so good.
Turn it up.
Yeah, it's 9:31. Chad Joe Lo, 95.7 The Game.
Give me the phlegm. No, play the phlegm part.
Right.
The part where the phlegm kicks in. It's so good.
That's not phlegm. That's puberty. Settle down.
How old were you?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
This is one of those situations you've stumbled upon. I don't want to talk
just
about it
just a few
anymore.
Years ago, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It happened.
This is 3 months ago.
Put an egg in my shoe.
Yeah.
Right, I'll put an egg in my shoe
and beat it. Right. It happened. I'm not proud of it. And now I've got to deal with it for the rest of my life. A good internet lesson for all you kiddies out there. Once you put it out there, it's going to stick.
It's there forever.
Our next guest, he joins us every week. He is a Giants insider from CSN Bay Area on Twitter at Alex Pavlovich. Alex Pavlovich joins Chad, Joe, and Lo on 95.7 The Game. Alex, good morning. Always great to talk baseball with you. What an honor. Johnny Cueto coming over to the Giants is going to get the start tonight.
Yeah, that contract has worked out pretty well. And I think for Johnny, too, somebody who, you know, we've talked about this quite a bit. If you look back, going back about 5 years, he has the second lowest ERA in the National League, and this is only his second All-Star game, and he didn't pitch in the first one. So I think for him, this probably means quite a bit.
You know, the Giants, obviously everyone looks to the additions of Samardzija and Cueto as being a key difference in the fact that they have 57 wins at the All-Star break. But aside from the starting pitching, where else do you look to one of the major keys to success for the squad?
Yeah, I think the one thing we don't talk about very often is defense and just the fact that night in and night out, you could look at a couple games that won in Oakland and there's maybe one other game this year where the defense really has cost them, and it becomes glaring when it's not standout and when they're not solid. So I think that's been something that's been there the entire year, no matter what's been going on, the infield, the outfield, they just played solid defense. And when you're playing a lot of close games, that matters quite a bit.
You know, I know that Brandon Belt, very honored to have a chance to play in the All-Star game. What are your thoughts on what we should expect from him tonight, and what are you going to be paying attention to with Brandon?
Well, I don't know that he's going to play a whole lot tonight. I think when you're he's the fourth first baseman, I think, so he's probably one of the last guys off the bench. He might be one of the guys who gets held back for extra innings in case of that. So I think for Brandon, anything he gets out of this game, I think will have to be off the field for the most part. He might get in there late, but I would imagine, you know, Goldschmidt's going to go in there after Rizzo, and you know Will Myers is going to get in the hometown game. But I don't think that matters to Brandon. He was very honored to get into the game and to win the fan vote, to get over 10 million votes that way. I know that was a huge deal for him, and certainly he deserved to be there. He certainly deserved to be there when they named the team on Tuesday. So the fact that he had to wait was a little bit rough, but it ultimately worked out for him.
What's up, Alex? Zachariah here. Always love talking to you. I wanted to get your opinion on what we made our poll question today, which is essentially whether or not the All-Star game should determine whether or not, you know, the National League or the American League hosts the World Series. For me, I don't care about whether or not it's a smart move. Like, obviously, whoever has the best record should probably be the host of the World Series, but it makes the game more interesting just on that alone. If you're a Giants fan, you have the best record going into the All-Star break. You are rooting hardcore for the National League in tonight's game. So just by that alone, do you agree with the decision from the MLB to have that happen?
Personally, I would prefer, just because it is a kind of a strange game. And I mean, if you had somebody, let's say it wasn't Cueto tonight, it was Kershaw or Baumgartner or somebody like that. I mean, you have these guys, even with Cueto, you have these guys out there for an inning or two, and so many guys have dropped out. I think it cheapens that a little bit, but I also don't have a huge issue with it. I think ultimately we're not talking about something that's that big a deal. And if it goes to seven games, as it did a few years ago, the Giants won, or 2 years ago, the Giants won on the road. So I think it's not a huge deal. And if MLB wants this to happen and Fox wants it to happen, and, you know, these are the guys who Fox is a huge reason why these players make so much money. So if they want that game to matter, I don't think it's as big a deal as a lot of people do.
We often praise a lot of people in terms of responsibility for a team being successful. And when I look at the Warriors, whether it was trying to sign Dwight Howard or possibly trading Klay Thompson for Kevin Love, luck is involved a ton in all of these, and the Giants made a very sizable offer to Pablo Sandoval. Based on how badly that's going out there in Boston, when you look at the Giants organization, as good as they've been at drafting and keeping their guys, how much have things gone favorable for them in terms of things like that, where you don't have that monstrous contract that's not performing?
Yeah, I think certainly if you look at those individual playoff series and little things here and there. I mean, Johnny Cueto, he came out of that playoff game in 2012, like about eight or nine pitches into it. So these things always matter. It always is a matter of being healthy at the right time, of other teams missing their guys, of just things coming together at the right time. And part of that is luck. I think to your point, yeah, the Sandoval thing is certainly going to be, and I'm sure we'll talk about it next week when we're in Boston. That's going to go down as one of the bigger moments in recent franchise history, because not only did it save them money that they could spend elsewhere, and maybe, you know, maybe you don't have a Jeff Samardzija if Pablo is here, but it also opened the door for Matt Duffy and opened the door for them to maybe pay a Brandon Belt long term. So I think that was a huge moment for him, and you could go back and look at other ones. I mean, Zach Greinke took Arizona's offer, and if they get Greinke, maybe they end this offseason with Greinke and Denard Span, or maybe it's Greinke and Doug Fister instead of Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija. So it's these little things that come out of decisions like that ultimately it kind of forms your season, and right now it's worked out pretty well for him if you look at everything that's happened.
It's Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Alex, just some quick injury updates. What's the latest with Hunter Pence, and when can we expect him back?
I think we could see Hunter in either Sacramento or San Jose, probably this weekend or early next week. It did sound like Bruce Wilson told us on Sunday that maybe within the next week. So I think we're not going to see him back in the big leagues until the next homestand. That's the 25th, I believe, is when the Reds come into town. But probably right near the end of the month is when you'll see him out there.
And what's the latest with Joe Panik and the concussion symptoms he was dealing with?
Yeah, Joe's doing well. I talked to him right before he left. He's feeling a lot better. I know he's staying here for the 4 days. He was taking BP yesterday at the park. So he's probably a guy who returns on the next trip. What we've heard is that he could return as soon as Boston, which would be next Tuesday and Wednesday.
What about Matt Duffy and the sore Achilles?
That's the one that probably is going to take a little bit longer just because he has had some issues running. He's felt it a little bit, and they're going to be so careful with this one. That Achilles rupture, if it happens, that's a devastating injury. I mean, it's not just this year. It's one of those things that leaks into next year too. So they're going to be careful with this, and this is one of those situations where you look around at the guys and Ramiro Pena and Grant Green who are playing well, and certainly if Joe returns this weekend, you have a little bit more flexibility with your backup infielders, guys who can play third base. So I think Duffy's going to be the guy that maybe, you know, we'll continue to be in a holding pattern with him, just kind of waiting to see and making sure that Achilles gets all the way back because they can't mess with this one.
Alex, people joke about the even year success for the Giants, but I think it has more to do with the fact that if you're not coming back off a season where you were playing so deep into the year that you're more likely to be refreshed and ready to rock and make the playoffs and get a chance to put yourself in a position to win the World Series. Do you think that? I mean, do you agree with that? That it's more about being fresh than it is about, you know, the superstition of winning in the even year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more than anything, it's about pitching and looking at guys who go that deep into the year. I mean, what Baumgartner did, the fact that he was able to come back last year and have the season he did after what he did in 2014 shows you quite a bit about him. But for the most part, other guys, and I think really relievers are the guys who take a heavy toll there. They're the guys who go through October and they're warming up pretty much every single night. And I think we've seen that from those guys in the past, that the odd years, the relievers really have an issue at times, and we've seen down here some of them. And I also think baseball is such a long season, and it's such a grind, and 162 games and every single day for 6 months. And you have to be able to stay motivated and have to be able to get yourself up in the middle of July, you know, when the Diamondbacks come into town like they just did. And if you're coming off a World Series run and you went all the way through October, I think it's just a little bit harder to stay that motivated, and that'll keep you out of the postseason. And that ultimately keeps you from getting a shot at repeating.
He's on Twitter at Alex Pavlovich. Hey, Alex, really appreciate your time. We look forward to catching up with you next week. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys. Take care.
Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area, Giants insider with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. That's been it. He made a good point there, too, along with the starting pitching and the improvements, which I know you've been excited about, and the fact they've overcome a lot of injuries so far in the first half. I think the fact that they're finally taking advantage of these easier games against Arizona, Colorado, some of these teams over the last couple of years they couldn't beat. It's nice to see them taking advantage of those weaker or softer spots in the schedule.
Yeah, and we talked about that before the show, and I think you're totally right. I mean, everybody, you know, Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN, the focus is on Cubs, Giants, right? Either at Wrigley or at AT&T. But what it's more about over a 162-game schedule is how you go up against the lesser foes. You have to take care of business there, and the Giants have been doing it.
Who are you looking forward to seeing most tonight? Cueto in his start?
Cueto, without a doubt. I mean, if you're a Bay Area baseball fan, Johnny Cueto and his little shimmy rock, which, by the way,
how badass is that?
I almost think it should be banned, though. It's so badass that it shouldn't be legal. It's almost like the shift. Like, you're putting the opponent in a terrible spot, whether Cueto quick pitches or slow pitches, or if Brandon Belt hits a base hit to right field, but the second baseman is in mid-right field and he catches it. I mean, it's almost so good that it should be banned.
My two favorite players to watch in baseball right now, Cueto, for the exact reasons you just talked about. I've never seen anything like it. And Mad Bum. Mad Bum's so much fun to watch operate because he's kind of that old school.
Who's more of a baller than Madison Bumgarner? The guy goes in the offseason, he rides a tractor, He's got a what's he got, a Ford F-150 commercial. He pitched out of the bullpen to save Game 7. There is no bigger badass than Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah.
Maybe Lo'Neal. You blocked for people and stuff.
He is. He's got a Paul Bunyan mystique about him.
We're going to fight in the hall after the show. I can't wait. I'm ready to go.
I don't fight, brother.
I've been doing push-ups, and Anna's not going to get my back.
Them days are over with, buddy.
Well, your fighting days are over?
Yeah,
well, that's going
fine. I'm trying to get you to catch a case.
Can you come out of retirement to knock him out?
Yeah, I'm trying to get paid.
Hey, wait a second. Are you back in tomorrow?
No.
Thank God.
So yeah. You're off. We get Guru tomorrow.
Yes.
And then you're in Thursday.
No. You got Guru then, too.
Yeah.
Be nicer to him than you were to me. And I'm calling my mom in the commercial break. We should record
this. So
we just
get one day with you?
Yeah, that's it.
Today?
Yeah.
Hey, Lo. About 16 minutes left.
Yeah.
How
that's
does that make
it.
You feel?
You're good to go.
I feel great.
Wait till you talk to my Italian mom in the commercial
your
break.
Your mother is a great lady.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
she has to be great to put up with you.
You tell her why you were mean to me all morning.
I wasn't mean to you. I told you I love you. You're a great guy.
You tell her in the commercial break.
That didn't sound very sincere, Lo.
It didn't at all.
I'm asked her about, hey, I had this guy some fish that I took out of the freezer. We're going to eat fish together, tilapia.
Which he doesn't even believe, and he's
believe
on your side.
You
Anna, you're more
you
on his side than anybody.
But why would
you believe it?
I love to.
I told you. Yeah,
guy.
I said, I believe that he had it. He was planning on having dinner, and that he's like, you know what? If Zach comes, I'll make another one.
Right.
I'm sure he's going to make himself some food.
Oh, why? Because I'm
it's
black.
On
I
air.
Eat tilapia. Why? I eat tilapia.
Commander
tilapia.
Cody.
Salmon, tilapia.
We brought in fish in the studio
Commander
before.
Cody.
We know
right.
this.
Commander Cody, get the audio from the handoff yesterday. I asked you if I could come over, and it was radio silence.
So why do
dead
you,
air, as we call it in the biz,
so I would
Chaz.
Just call you just for my...
Because you knew I wasn't going to come at that point.
He was preparing just in case.
Thank you. That's why I called you
to
follow up.
If I ever grind your gears that she always gets his back...
Oh, yeah, he hates it. He hates it.
They do it to each other all the time.
I can't stand it already. And it's been one day.
All right, you told me when to tell you to shut up, so I want you to shut up for like 30 seconds.
Turning my mic off.
Now, Lo, the reason why I don't think you would eat tilapia is because you don't. To me, you're a swordfish
guy.
So
what?
You're not going to eat a bottom dweller.
It's just
like
the way
tilapia.
That just the way that I look. It looks tilapia is very flaky. It's got a great texture. I love the flavor of tilapia. I love tilapia. Another bottom fish is catfish. I enjoy that as well. But I love my salmon, and salmon's a great fish.
I'm just
fish.
Saying that you I'm don't just, look like a bottom-dwelling fish type of a guy. You look like a swordfish type
of a guy. What kind
of
people look like a
thank you, a tilapia. Exactly.
Dwelling fish type
thank
of a guy.
Thank you, Anna.
Well, dig yourself really
a hole. I know.
Right.
I haven't thought about that.
Exactly.
Digging a hole.
Yes.
You're
you want to eat some
guy.
Carp fish? What are you, a carp fish eater?
No. I tried eating perch once when I was younger. Just because my dad told me it was okay, but they're too bony. He was trying
perch
to prove
is kind of yeah.
He's like, we don't catch perch to eat them, and I was like, well, why not? And then he let me eat
you like
one.
A red.
Like, okay.
You like red snapper?
Snapper's good.
Thank
I
you.
Had that in the Caribbean.
Go ahead,
that
girl.
Was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, red snapper's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I like swordfish.
Yeah. I love fish.
Crappie and bass. If I'm down in the south,
bass is good. Give me some good bass. Striped bass. I'm
I want sushi.
Yeah.
I love sushi.
I love sushi.
I love nigiri. I don't do
tuna
catfish too often because it's too bony. I don't like tuna.
Yellowtail and stuff. Yeah. I'll
eat fresh tuna in sushi, but I don't like canned tuna because of the smell. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Some things, you know, you just like, I can't do that.
So you won't eat tuna fish out of the can?
I'll eat fresh tuna in, you know, sushi.
Yeah.
That's a different ballgame right there.
You don't have a tuna fish sandwich?
No.
Not out of the can?
No.
Put the mayo and pepper on it, a little, you know, mustard.
That. No.
You could do it with Greek yogurt, too.
Yeah.
I have done it with yogurt.
Lemon.
I thought that
really?
Might help.
Really? Lemon?
Little lemon.
Why don't you bring us some good Greek food, Anna? I would have married a Greek gal.
It's good food.
It's good food, man. Good food. The gyros and the kebabs.
Man.
Oh, yeah. I'd have kicked my shoes off and just eat good. I'm
we've seen you without your shoes in the studio before. It's quite a sight.
What is the hell is it a sight?
We'll get the latest on today's 95.7 The Game. Take your pick poll question with Anna. It's 9:46. Chad Joe Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Spaghetti.
The wait is finally over. Joe Fortenbaugh makes his solo debut coming up at 10. Now, back to Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 9:50. Checking the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. Lowe, maybe you can help me on this one. From the 707, it's all about the jalapenos in the tuna.
Absolutely. Give that little spice, little jalapenos, little onions. Good. Yeah, that's a good text right there. That
do
person.
They, you have to add them yourself. I've never seen that. Do they sell tuna in a can with jalapenos?
No, you dice them.
So you dice them and add them yourself.
Yeah, and with the onions, too.
Go with fresh jalapenos.
Yeah.
Lemon pepper.
And then absolutely.
Egg meat shoe, beat it.
And if you want, you can and you can cut up a boiled egg and then chop an egg and put an egg in there as well.
Nobody likes tuna, man. Anyways.
Tuna and egg. Yeah. How about this guy calling his mom during the break and trying to make his mom turn against
him? Well, first off, which guy are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ozo. What guy's only in here?
Zachariah.
No, there's somebody else in the room.
Lord have mercy. Cut my legs off and call me Stubby. The one and only.
Joe Fortenbaugh.
I step out for one day and I'm hearing all the egg, shoe, beat it references. I missed this whole conversation on Mexican food. Zach's taking my job from what the text line's telling me.
Whoa. No, not by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm glad.
I didn't have enough numbers to take your job today.
The text line sounds correct.
Plenty of personality. How'd it go today?
Well, I guess you have to ask Lo. Lo seemed to enjoy the fact that you were out. Yeah. Zach has been Zach.
Yeah.
I heard something about a freestyle rap.
We did.
Oh, yeah. Composition.
Got an actual freestyle rap from Lo.
Lo, were you dropping it? I checked in on the text line. They thought you were spitting fire.
Spitting the dog? You know how I do it, Joe.
Well, you got to talk into this microphone.
You know how I do it, Joe.
That helps, Joe. I was killing it.
I enjoyed it, Joe, because for the first time, I really got to take over and dominate a conversation. And I love when you're here, and, you know, but... You know, it was interesting.
Indictment on you. He's basically saying he can't talk when you're around.
So I had to get him. So I've been crushing him. It feels good.
Killing
me. I've learned some good skills that you
teach. I can't wait to go home.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
They have been. They've been fighting.
How have you been holding up there, Chet?
Check back with me on Thursday.
I heard Hall & Oates made an appearance today.
They did.
Oh, you're
the
damn
long
right
version.
Yes. The long version.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, with the phlegm.
Oh, man.
But enough about us. Tell us what you... I'm excited about the next 2 hours. I mean, your debut, interesting for you. You know, that you're a one-man show.
It's in a Walter Cronkite over here.
Tell us what you got for us.
Football heavy, son.
Yeah.
Football heavy. It's the start of the season, week one at New Orleans. We're less than 2 months away.
Awesome.
I think the first four games of the season are going to define the Raiders' season. You're going to play three on the road out of those opening four. You've got tough road dates at Baltimore, tough road date at New Orleans. We're going to get into the early spread projections on some of that later in the show. And we're going to start kicking around a concept that I'm going to employ on Thursday. December marks the 25-year anniversary of Super Tecmo Bowl. Super Tecmo Bowl debuted 25 years ago in December. So it got me thinking, what are the greatest sports video games of all time? On Thursday, I'm going to talk to Tony Hawk about that.
Wow.
Nice.
One more quick question for you. What about what's going on with Grimes? Are you going to get any social issues? Did you hear about his wife coming out? Is that, you know, something?
I did.
Yeah.
Matt Bowen, former NFL safety. I'm going to ask him what that would do to a locker room. I'm sure you got into that today.
Absolutely.
I can't necessarily speak to that. I do think between the dynamic of their relationship, I don't know how they work. Her comments and going back and forth with Jay Glazer, was that not wild?
Oh, wow, it was.
That was yeah. Looking at that yesterday, because there were a lot of terms thrown around there that, look, you can have discourse like you and I have, you and Zach have, and then there are certain names that come into play
like that.
Which it gets to a point where you realize, all right, this shouldn't be on social media, and now you can see why this guy lost his job in Miami.
All right, Joe Fortenbaugh hosting for Haberman and Middlecoff today, 10 to noon, Matt Bowen at 10:30, and Joe Panic at 11:30. Hey, Lo. What's up, man? You're still on the show here, bro.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
What's up, player?
I was just talking about Joe. Yeah,
he misses his friend.
I miss Jody. I miss Jody. Lose a little bit of Jody.
You shouldn't miss Jody because you spent 4 hours pile driving our boy
Thank
Zach
you.
Into
you
the pavement.
Yeah, you can't do both. You can't miss Joe and rip me all morning. Don't call my mom a doll ever again.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Disturbing.
Yes.
Smooth
great.
Thank
you. Again, you back him up.
He just smooth talked you.
I'm so dumb with you, Anna. I don't know how you do it 5 days a week.
The way he said doll didn't sound like he was talking to someone's mom. It just rolled off. Very comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost too comfortable.
Smooth.
Basically, your mom took Lo's side, not your
yes,
side.
Yes.
But that's the problem with Lo. Like, if he came into my house, he would instantly be my mom's favorite,
yes.
too.
Joe's mom loves me, too.
That's why I hate
oh,
him.
Oh, Jody mothers love me.
That's
she
why
loves
I hate him.
Me.
Chad, you need to be nice to Lo. He seems
yes.
like such a nice man. Why do you cut him off and not let him finish? He's a nice guy.
Thank you.
Mom, you don't work with him every day. Stop talking about things you can't comment on.
And you don't know what a snake he is. You're the epitome of a snake.
As he smiles and takes a swig of the black
yeah,
water.
Yeah, you're charismatic. Right. You sing. You talk about the rose petals. But we all know what you really are underneath the surface. And I don't know how you do it, Chad.
Just all a small town boy living in a lonely world.
Thanks, Journey. Thanks, Steve Perry.
And everything's a quote, like he's a pastor.
Go back to your farm and beat it.
He's like Johnny Cochran. Everything is like, well, don't ask for the rain and then deal with the mud. It's like, how am I supposed to combat that?
Joe Fortenbaugh in for Haberman. Jody! And Middlecoff next.
Get me out of here.
Matt Bowen at 10:30. Anna! 55. Chad Jones Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.